Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The media are already gaffing off the FBI's lies in the surveillance application. Keep in mind, when you find out the FBI lied, at least one attorney did, writing up the surveillance application, and then you know on top of it that the main piece of evidence they used, if not the only one, was the Steele dossier, and we know that was salacious and unverified, most of it not true, Comey admitted. You see the whole picture here? Steele dossier, we know for a fact, was at least a significant part of that FISA application to spy on Trump. Yeah, technically it had Carter Page's name on it, but it was a two-jump application. So as I've explained in the past, it gave them the ability to spy on basically the whole Republican Party and all of the Trump campaign, because it's, you know, everyone you know and everyone you know. Carter Page was on the campaign, so that hooks him up with everybody in the campaign. All they have to do is be copied on an email he's on, and boom, we're done here. You could spy on all of them and everybody they've ever known. It was a massive operation. So put it all together. The Steele dossier was fake. They lied to the FISA court. Comey did. Rosenstein did. All of them did when they signed and said they'd verified it under penalty of perjury. They had not. Comey later admitted that under oath in Congress. They got him dead to rights there. He should have been indicted a year ago. And now we find out they actively lied on the application. See, that's what they're not telling you. And they're going, oh, well, it didn't materially change the application. You mean the one based on the Steele dossier? That one? Remember what other tactics they used here, too. They would feed information about Trump being a Russian spy to the media, then use media reports to justify the application. But they're trying to minimize it. Well, you know, it was one lie to the court. It was just one lie. Texter writes, I found the text I wanted to read earlier. We in the law enforcement community are routinely embarrassed by idiot former officers arrested for DUI, CDV, etc. That's criminal domestic violence. But you don't hear about officers charged with signing false affidavits. Even the worst officers don't lie to the judge. Yes, they don't want to do time in the clink. They don't go to prison. But that's what the FBI did. And the media's like, oh, well. If it was a local police officer that falsified documents to change the meaning of the document, falsified evidence, in a local case, they'd get it completely, man. The media would go nuts until that officer was fired. And again, if the prosecutor knew about it, in this case at the federal level, that'd be the DOJ, they'd go nuts on them. Prosecutor be disbarred and fired and in prison by the time they were done. And if the judge was in on it, judge would be right there on a cell block with him. That's just how it goes. Locally, falsifying this kind of stuff is a big deal. Forget what CNN's doing. They're spinning. That's why they came out early with it, so they could put their spin on it. Texter writes, Terry, your predecessor, Russ Castle, talked about the FISA court and correctly predicted they would weaponize the court and do exactly what they have done. Did he? That's awesome. Way to go, Russ. Another texter writes, this kind of spying has been going on since J. Edgar Hoover ran the FBI. Do you think it's weird that the impeachment, the hastily done, sloppy-seeming impeachment was done right now? It's one big deflection racket, is what it is. Texter writes, the criminality here is unreal. To think any of these people will pay for their crimes is kidding ourselves. If justice isn't served, we are screwed. Another texter writes, now I know and understand why the Democrats want globalism, because they're making money off foreign governments that are corrupt. Makes sense now. Now, the texter writes, the Ukrainians are being afraid of being Epstein. Folks, these Ukrainian officials, not the ones who did the press conference, but the other ones, they're afraid to talk to the media about Burisma. They're literally afraid. Because the truth is, we are a thug nation. given the people running it right now, and I exclude Trump from that. I'm talking about the Democrats. They're looting. They're now looting second world countries, probably third world ones too. Texter writes, unbelievable. I feel like we're living in a season of 24. Yeah, me too. Me too. Texter writes, great statement by Nunes, but he should have hammered home the DNC Clinton to Fusion GPS Russia dossier connection. I think he did. I really feel like he did. I mean, I feel like he did over the week. I think he did everything he could do. The Republican messaging machine should be beginning to forge the narrative as these new FBI issues take over the news cycle. Also, why not promote Mr. Nunes prominently as an immigrant farmer family to Congress American dream story? It is. He, among all other players in this, seemed reasonable. Texter writes, according to liberal trolls, lying is not a bad thing. Really? I believe Ms. Stewart and General Flynn would disagree. It's only a bad thing if you are a President Trump supporter. By the way, you put this together with the fact that we now know the FBI lied twice to the court in the Flynn case. They said that Peter Strzok was the one who wrote the original 302. They flipped who wrote it. The original 302 said Flynn didn't lie. The second one said he did. We now know Strzok wrote it. They lied to the court about both those things, that they altered the 302 and who wrote it. It was Strzok. They said it was somebody else. So, I mean, apparently lying is now how the FBI gets you if you're on the wrong side politically. I mean, you put the weight of this together and it's staggering. Texter writes, what makes you think anyone will go to jail for this? Oh, I didn't suggest that. No, I was talking about if you did this on a local level as a police officer, you'd go to jail, or a prosecutor or a judge. I didn't mean that our vaunted elites would go to jail. Please don't misunderstand. Okay, coming up, we're gonna get into this. You're going to be seeing a lot more New York license plates around these parts in the next decade, because New York is about to become as lawless and unlivable as the worst parts of San Francisco. What's going on there is just absolutely staggering. But it's also part of the unofficial Democrat Party platform. For Joe Biden, it is his official platform. We have to get rid of jails. This is dual justice actually codified. Cannot be jailing these people for crimes. We got to let them steal stuff under $950. It's not fair that the big corporations own that stuff anyway. It should be redistributed. We're not going to have bond anymore in New York. This is going to start January 1st. Not going to have bond. So we catch you with a flat screen. We'll just take the flat screen back and issue you a ticket to appear in court. And, you know, the first couple times you don't appear, that's a misdemeanor. So, you know, feel free to show up or not. Whatever. It's absolute lawlessness. Wait till you hear how they plan to get these people to show up to court, since fear of the law is not an option anymore. And wait till you hear who no longer needs to be troubled with showing up to court. Some of the worst criminals in the system. This is, folks, this is the blueprint for the rest of the country. Biden's running on it.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
There's only one step left, folks. Codify dual justice. Right now, it just gets people like Hillary and Biden, Hunter Biden, all those people off the hook. But they got big plans for it. The idea that if you are part of a Democrat grievance group, the law cannot be applied to you because it would be racist, sexist, homophobic, or otherwise unfair. Be prepared to see a lot more New York license plates in the upstate in the coming years. They will flee once this begins. So we've been tracking this whole thing about they're gonna do away with bond for nonviolent offenses, including manslaughter. Wait, is it manslaughter where you kill someone? Yeah, but in liberal world, liberal logic, that's a nonviolent offense. I didn't mean to make him dead. Oh, cool! You're out of here. So you got a problem. You're not gonna do bond. So normally you get arrested, they take you down to the station. And you spend a day or two, judge decides what to do with you, right? Said, you know, bond you out, not bond you out. Okay, why do judges not bond people out? Do you know? There's some sign they might not show up for trial. In other words, they have done many crimes before. They didn't show up in the past. Had to track them down. Judge might deny bond. Or you've done something violent. They think you'll do it again. Judge might deny bond. There's not going to be bond anymore. It's free for all. So they hand you a ticket. They take the flat screen. You just broke into somebody's house and stole it. Take that back. And then they just let you go. And they tell you, well, yeah, just, you know, show up for court on this day. Folks, they do this with the illegals. 90% of them don't show up to court. Why would you? Why would you? Now, the first couple of times you don't show up to court, that too is a misdemeanor. So, no biggie. We'll just move on to the next case. So how are they going to get them to show up to court? Well, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio has a plan. He is going to shower inmates with gifts like Mets tickets, movie passes, and gift cards just to show up to the court dates because they don't have any other way to get them there. Let me just read this to you because it'll stand your hair on end, honest to God. New York's series of bail reforms set to go into effect in January 2020 will ensure that suspects accused of crimes deemed nonviolent are not jailed before their trial dates and do not have to post bail. Instead, these suspects are released directly back into the public and expected to show up for their court dates. These so-called nonviolent criminals include second-degree manslaughter. That's where you end up with a dead person at the end of the crime. Aggravated vehicular assault, promoting an obscene sexual performance by a child. Possessing obscene sexual performance by a child. We used to call that kiddie porn, but it's no big deal in New York. Criminally negligent homicide and aggravated vehicular homicide. Part of the rollout will include de Blasio rewarding the roughly 900 inmates who were set to be freed after January 1st, 2020 with such gifts as tickets to Mets games, movie tickets, and gift cards to go shopping in return for showing up to court. Now, these are 900 inmates judges have denied bond to. They're sitting in jail as they await their trial. Richmond County District Attorney Michael McMahon told CBS News New York that there will be violent criminals who immediately get released after arrest under the new law. Manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide, burglary, drug sales on school grounds. Anybody who looks at these 400 charges can see there are crimes that on average an average person would consider violent. Now, here's the rub. Listen to this. This is the problem. Acting Queens District Attorney John Ryan detailed a recent example where a repeat burglar with five felony convictions will be released from prison at the beginning of the year thanks to de Blasio's plan. Now, he's currently denied bond by a judge. Here's why. A defendant arrested on just a few days ago, a defendant was arrested on commercial burglary. It was his 44th arrest. See, this is the kind of person judges deny bond to. It was his 44th arrest. He had 25 misdemeanor convictions, 5 felony convictions, and 14 failures to appear in court. See, the judge looks at that and goes, you ain't coming back, are you? Yeah, I'm denying bond. Not anymore. He also has convictions in New Jersey and Pennsylvania. Bail was set, but if his case is not disposed of, he will walk out of Rikers on January 1st. The point is, you may think maybe he should walk out, but under the law, judge has no choice. God, this is going to be wild. Again, this is what we do with the illegals. 90% of them never show up to court. Across the country, jailbreak legislation is helping to free thousands of accused and convicted criminals from prison. You know what's going to be next? Oh, here we go. Federally, the First Step Act, which was signed into law by President Trump, has thus far freed about 240 sex offenders. See, this is why I didn't like it. Nearly 60 convicted murderers and assailants and almost 1,000 inmates convicted of drug crimes. But the New York version is obviously much more severe. Now, let's put it all together now. Look at New York and California. What do they just do in California? Decriminalization. Under $950 theft is a misdemeanor. So they don't arrest you for that. You get a ticket. They take the big screen TV back you just stole and they give you a ticket. In New York, you get a ticket too. You have to show up. So that's what they do. So you decriminalize theft, which is really just redistribution to the left. You give them a ticket, they don't have to show up, and they run wild. You know what's going to be next? We're going to do these stories out of New York. Beautiful co-ed killed by guy who would have had bond tonight. Hey, maybe it'll be this guy. 44th arrest. 25 misdemeanor convictions, 5 felony convictions, 14 failures to appear. And you're going to see this is going to be, and there's going to be heartbreaking parents. They're going to be on television. There are going to be tears rolling down their face. And they're going to be saying, my God, if there only just was bond, my daughter would be alive. But human life always comes second to the preferences of preferred Democrat voter classes. I love this text. By the way, this may be the genius level text of the year.
Now, the Tara Show Genius Text of the Day on 106.3 WORD.
Texter writes on New York, Tara, one of the congressmen should go over in a meeting and tell AOC to stand up, then take her purse. When she objects, say, well, it shouldn't be a crime, right? Yeah, why not? Go right ahead. See, judges do this all the time. They deny bond for people. I mean, I've seen this sitting in criminal court. I sat in criminal court for years. You're on your 5th burglary, sir? Your 5th burglary. Yeah, you're waiting trial on 3 of them? No bond. You're too dangerous to let out. You're on your 4th drunk driving arrest in the last 6 months. No bond. You're too dangerous to let out. Look, we got people like this right here that this would apply to. Multiple time drunk drivers with really long records, and we raise hell on the show. We push the judges, and the judges deny bond just to keep them off the road to the hearing. Doing this to try to save lives. In New York, saving lives has become illegal. Folks, it's just a preview of the absolute unmitigated lawlessness that they are pushing. Yeah, remember the article, last week? Do you remember the article? The one that they were saying, like literally, there are theft rings now in California. They operate out of warehouses, and then they just send the guy out day in and day out and day in and day out. They send their guys out to go grab stuff under $950. They sell it online or, they find other ways to recycle it. I mean, they're just doing interviews with Fox News because, I mean, like, literally, they don't care. Who's going to come after him? So get ready, folks. Get ready to see the New York license plates here. They're going to come here and tell us how to live better because they screwed up New York.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Texter writes, I'd settle for the law enforcement officers to just make sure that the idiots shopping don't block the intersections. Fat chance of that happening, though, so says Jim at Easley. Now, the texter writes, in reference to your statement about New York license plates showing up in the upstate, is it too late to get Governor McMaster to start building a wall? Well, Elizabeth Warren will just use taxpayer money to rip it down, so. Texter writes, just saw a California license plate. Yeah, I'd run from there, too. Texter writes, if I couldn't afford tickets to a Mets baseball game in New York, I could just steal something instead and that would get me in the game. Looks like it. Texter writes, great, more blue staters escaping the repercussions of their poor voting record to turn other states into the hellhole they are escaping. I think it's already happening. The voters a couple weeks ago just flipped the Greenville City Council to blue. Yeah, any moment now we'll be turned into a sanctuary city. It's only a matter of time. Texter writes, hey, Tara, I live in Simpsonville. We're already overrun by New Yorkers. Traffic is starting to look like Woodruff Road. They will not learn from their bad voting habits and turn the upstate into a liberal paradise just like the place they ran from. Yeah, I know. They always tell themselves, well, see, no, it's not that liberalism doesn't work and all. It's just that they did it wrong. See, they always want to try again. They've been trying again for 100 years. The body count's roughly 50 million. It's a low estimate. It's from Harvard. But whatever. It'll work next time. All right. Want to jump into this really quickly. Peter Schweitzer, whose work has been published in the New York Times, excerpts from this New York Times bestselling book, which documented how the Bidens shook down Ukraine and the Kerrys. I mentioned McConnell. Shook down Ukraine, China, places like that. And they were fine with publishing that till they realized it was going to hurt the Democrats' electoral chances. And now they're all for it. They think the shakedown's awesome. Peter Schweitzer makes a great point about the absolute stunning hypocrisy of these impeachment hearings this week that really, really caps the week off. The Clinton Foundation was built as a collection point to collect the money for the quid pro quo. She was a State Department. She was a Secretary of State. And she literally had Huma and staff split between the State Department and the Clinton Foundation so that when you wanted a meeting with her, they would send you on over to Clinton Foundation. You make a donation. And then, you know, they could see what they could do for you. And this is in your face. By the way, there's still an ongoing FBI investigation into the Clinton Foundation, but I don't have any hope for that. It's just probably taking this long because there's so much to cover up, and the FBI is great at covering up for Hillary. Here's Peter Schweitzer on how the Clinton Foundation functioned and the very telling fact that they are now $16 million in arrears. The money's not flowing in because when you can't sell the quid pro quo for the money, then you don't make any money. Here's Peter Schweitzer. It's today's second epic rant.
Just consider this number. This past year, the Clinton Foundation literally raised 10% of what it did in 2009, the first year that Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State. And the international numbers are even worse. They had all this money flowing in when Hillary was the chief diplomat of the United States. Curiously, in light of the testimony, the number one country for giving money to the Clinton Foundation was not Great Britain, it was not France, it was not Japan, it was Ukraine. All that money has now dried up, literally. The Clinton Foundations have a hard time raising money because they don't have influence to sell. They don't have power or access to sell. And that, I think, is the primary evidence for what the Clinton enterprise was all about.
Yep. And it was right in your face. I mean, we've even got the correspondence back and forth. Somebody would call the State Department from a foreign country. They want to meet with Hillary. They'd be sent to Huma. Huma would kick him to the foundation. And you knew what you had to do. You make a donation. Schweitzer, author of Clinton Cash, continues.
One of the most interesting things that came out of those Podesta emails a few years ago was an internal review that the Clinton Foundation did, actually at Chelsea's behest. They hired Simpson Thatcher, the law firm, to sort of look at the Clinton Foundation. And what they found is that high dollar donors to the Clinton Foundations had expectations of what? They had expectations of quid pro quos. That's the word of Simpson Thatcher in their internal review. So you are quite right. I mean, with all the discussion in Washington and these impeachment hearings, you know, it's remarkable to me that there's no interest in the Clinton Foundation. Just consider the testimony of Gordon Sondland and this whole issue of, you know, a meeting in the White House between the Ukrainian president and Donald Trump, which some have alleged was linked to them announcing these investigations. Well, that's a classic example of access. Well, the Clintons did exactly. Every day when she was Secretary of State.
Yeah, it was in your face. And I mean, you got to understand, Joe Biden and all them, they wanted in on it. There's a really telling article right now. I've put it up on my Facebook page so that you can see it. It's Ukrainian media. It's not American. It's one of the Ukraine English translation news sites. There's a bunch of those out there right now. And here's the headline. Ukraine wants to probe Burisma, but it's too sensitive. Folks, Ukraine is a tiny country. When the head of Burisma steals $7 billion with a B from the Ukraine people, that's like taking $1 trillion from us. I mean, that's like a big, big, big deal. So we now know, literally as the impeachment hearings are coming to an end, we now know what it was that had the executives at Burisma so desperate that they were calling and emailing the State Department asking the Obama administration to call off the criminal investigation. We now know what it was. It was the theft of $7 billion from the Ukrainian people. Damn, that's a big deal. And when they bring the Democrat Party up twice in the press conference about it, I can't get over this week. And they even lay out the names of the two American companies that helped launder the money. What they did was they had the government of Ukraine issue all this debt, and then the head of Burisma basically walked out the door with it. He needed help laundering the money. And the Ukrainians mentioned twice in the press conference, the Democrat Party, not the Bidens, the Democrat Party. And they're many connections to the two American companies that laundered the money. And then you go and pull Adam Schiff's congressional disclosures of his financial interest, and both companies have paid him. He disclosed between $15,000 and $30,000 total. And he's the dude running the impeachment hearings? And this is not major news. I guess it's not. But it's worse than not major news. It's much worse than not major news. So you got all the news out of Ukraine, and it's basically saying, well, these leaders of the Ukraine, aside from these MPs and the prosecutors, they're scared to death to even mention Burisma. They'll only do it off the record. It's too sensitive. So, I mean, we got dual justice. These Democrats, I mean, they got dual justice. Laws already barely apply to Democrats and their associates here. Apparently, the fear of questioning their open criminality has now spread to law enforcement in other countries. Do you ever wonder what they're afraid of specifically? I mean, like, what literally, physically are they afraid of? I don't know, but I would love to know it.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Let's jump on the line with Fred and Duncan. Hey, Fred.
Hey, Tara. How are you this morning?
Good. What's on your mind?
hey, you were talking about the Clinton Foundation and all the scandal, and basically, you know, it's pretty apparent that that was a pay-to-play operation. And when you stop and you do you remember the old house banking scandal where the congressman could write checks, you know, for money they didn't have?
Yes.
You remember that back in the 90s?
Yep.
And that really translated to something that people, the American citizen, could look and say, wait a second, I can't do that. This is wrong. And it helped run the Democrats out of Congress for the first time in, you know, decades, because people could look at that and say, that's not right. And then you look at the Clintons, and they made their boast coming out of Arkansas about how they had the lowest net worth of any presidential family to come into Washington. And yet you look and you stop and you say, okay, well, how about your average citizen that had a similar net worth to the Clintons when they came into power back in 92? And if you can just track the progression of what has happened to their wealth in comparison to the average taxpayer who's been working, breaking their back, paying their taxes, and yet here are these public servants. It puts a whole new definition of what public servant means, because you're not serving the public. They see the public as their servant. And I think if that's why people are so afraid of Trump, because you look at the lizards that live up in Washington and how they make merchandise of the American taxpayer. And over there in Ukraine, look what they've been able to do. They've got this corrupt country. And then they send a guy like Joe Biden over there with all this American guaranteed tax dollars in a corrupt situation. And they say, okay, you know, U.S., what do you want us to do? You know, if you give us this money, then all these guys are able to get their cut of it. And then, you know, I just am hopeful that guys like Solomon and maybe Barr will be able to pull it back so the American people can see it. Because if we could understand it for what it is, we would be just as outraged about what they're doing there as we were when we saw what the people up in the House Bank were doing. And I do appreciate the treatment that you're giving to it, because that's what we need in order to hold these people accountable.
You know, it's interesting that you brought up that. It's fascinating how you describe that. Just compare, like, the average American and how they've done financially to how the Clintons have done. And the period you're describing is really handy, because it's the 1990s. And, you know, that wage curve has not bent up, adjusted for inflation, for the American people since the 1990s, and just began to do so again over the last couple of years. So literally you're watching the wage curve stagnate, and the American wages just literally not growing when adjusted, even, you know, adjusted for inflation since the 90s, and now beginning to grow again. So what you're saying is supported by that. Go ahead.
They've got the gall to attack Trump and say, look, oh, Trump's corrupt and he's trying to use the government for his purposes. And yet here's a man who's not taking a salary. He's not taking a salary. They're cashing their checks at our expense. His net worth is probably going down because of all the hits he's taking, from this culture that just wants to protest and vilify him and his family. And I think that terrifies them, because it illustrates that if anybody's being a public servant in this scenario, here's a guy who doesn't need the money of the taxpayer. He's made his. And he also has been witness over the past two or three decades to all the corruption that these politicians, they've come to him, Democrats and Republicans, trying to get his money over the years. And so he knows how they operate. And I think it has to terrify him, because he has to understand the game they're playing. And if the media wasn't covering up for them, and then that's my hope, is it will eventually get to a point where even the media won't be able to hold it down anymore. And I do appreciate the job that you guys do, because you do bring these things to light in a way that people can understand them. And then that's the beginning of holding these folks accountable, whether it's in Columbia or Washington.
Well, I certainly appreciate it. And I'm hoping that we're seeing the signs that the media is at the breaking point that they've covered for these people. And thank you, Fred, for 2.5 to 3 years, and they can't cover for them anymore. And again, I think that's why you're starting to see the, oh, yes, well, you know, we did make fun of y'all for saying there was a deep state, but now that we think about it, there is. But you're going to love them. They're great. And that's why we have the leaking of the stuff from the Horowitz report to CNN today. Let me assure you, it's much more than just one FBI lawyer lied. It's way bigger than that. They're just preparing the public for the shock so they can then distract. Texter writes, no interest in investigating it because if you do investigate, I'm talking about Ukraine. If you do investigate it, you end up like Jeffrey Epstein. Yeah. Texter writes, the folks in Ukraine don't want to get Epstein. I have no idea. They're afraid of something, though. Texter writes, Trump is the ultimate whistleblower, hence the DC freakout. Now the texter writes, how does a country that is so destitute that they need millions in financial aid become the largest donor to the Clinton Foundation? Bingo. Texter writes, heard that the attorney firm representing Vindman and Hill in the impeachment hearing is the same firm that represented Burisma. Another texter writes, hey, Tara, all the government bureaucrats the Democrats have called to testify, especially from the State Department, bristle at criticism and defend each other with noble statements about their long, distinguished career in public service and their dedicated patriots. What they really are, they are good little indoctrinated liberals, automatrons, who fit perfectly into the establishment, heroically doing their jobs to further the globalist agenda. Amen to that. That's a great wrap-up for the week.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.